Exciting renovations are underway on the $9.5 million upgrade to La Trobe's Borchardt Library. It's part of the federal government's Better University Renewal Funding Initiative and is one of $650 million worth of developments that are set to transform La Trobe.
The university has been changing the way that it conducts the curriculum, and many of the faculties are now requiring students to work together in small groups, working on problem-based learning exercises, and coming to the library to use the library's resources, work in the environment where you need to have some quiet conversation about what's being worked on, is now a central part of how people need to use the library.
New technology, electronic resources and developments in teaching and learning styles are driving many of the changes at the library.
The main changes that are happening in the library that students will notice in the near future is that the entrance is moving down to level one. So the library will be much more accessible from the central square, the agora of the university. There'll be some works on level two. We've already done a lot of work over the vacation, consolidating the staff areas and maximising the space that we can restore as public, that we can refurbish as public space for use by students and staff of the university.
An extra 845 additional study seats will help cope with student demand, which can be as high as 9,000 per day in peak times. Areas for postgraduate and academic staff, collaborative learning spaces that are technology-enabled, with screens for rehearsing presentations, will make the library a key destination at the Bundoora campus.
It's going to improve the attractiveness of the university to prospective students and improve the lives of the students who are already enrolled at the university.
Prior to the start of construction, the equivalent of 20 kilometres of lower use print materials and materials with electronic equivalents were moved out of the library to a temporary storage facility called the Annex in nearby Waterdale Road.
There were a lot of very, very low use materials moved over here. We moved things that had electronic equivalents. So the facility has older journals, pre-2000. It has older books that had already been in storage for a long time, government publications, again older, that hadn't been used in quite a long time, and our reference collection was becoming quite dated. So we split it up, with the recent high-use reference materials staying on campus and the older materials coming out here. So getting material is quite easy. We're going to be scanning chapters and journal articles and sending them via electronic means. And it's also possible to order books and government publications or anything in print, and we'll deliver the print back to the campus that requested it.